Hi, I'm Karen.
And I'm Kaz.
You are listening to Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom. Stay tuned for the next hour as friends have fun sharing many insightful gems,
which will allow you to realize and value that we are all unique.
Yes, we are all unique.
You're listening to Radio Northern Beaches 88.7 and 90.3, your community radio station.
Hi, Kaz, and welcome to another week.
Hi, Karen. Yes, how exciting.
And how are you all out there in radio land? And Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom listeners.
Yes.
And I hope that you've checked us out on our Facebook page, because we would love to have more interaction with everybody.
Yes, a little bit of feedback on things that you'd like to hear a little bit more of, or a topic that we haven't yet touched on.
Exactly.
That would be great.
Because we do have, you know, as you may have noticed, we have one word themes each week. And we just love not only bringing them to you, but also the researching them and bringing them together and finding our guests to talk to.
Yeah, and it's great actually. It's fun to look for the quotes and see what other people thoughts are on the different topics that we have.
And of course the songs. Even though we do ask our listeners to give one or two songs, we still have to find the other ones, because we have five each week. And one of them is always an Australian artist.
And
love being Australian.
Yes, but I found it interesting for the words of a lot of songs. Sometimes you just sing along and you don't even realise, you're not even aware what you're actually singing. Some of the songs have a lot of really great meanings to them.
They do. They certainly do. And what's our theme for this week, Kaz?
Well, our theme for today is community.
And what does community conjure up in your mind?
Well, for me, probably two things. Community, a group of people living in the same area, as in here, the Northern Beaches, or perhaps even a community of people who come together and share common values for a purpose, or to bring more good, I guess, to
more harmony,
yeah,
or more collaboration.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's I guess you could, if you use the terminology, people like us. Coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think is it's a really good sort of little phrase, because it is nice to hang out with people like us.
Yeah, people that have a common interest or a common goal, or even common values.
Yes, totally. So, yeah.
They just become a bit, I guess, they become a family, a bigger family than your immediate family, which I have to say leads us into our first song, which I love, and get your dancing shoes on and your singing voice happening while we listen to We Are Family
by
the Pointer Sisters.
Love the Pointer Sisters. Enjoy, everybody. Welcome back to Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom. Our weekly program is the home of inspiring guest interviews, quotes, affirmations, thought-provoking songs and discussions.
Wow, I just love that song. And today, our special guest is Elaine Morwhinney. Elaine is a woman of mature age with a wide range of life experiences which have taught her who she is. Elaine has been married to Roger for 44 years, and they have four adult children and 11, I'm so jealous, grandchildren aged from 1 to 19 years. Wow, your heart must be just so full of love. Her past experiences include living and working on a ship for 17 months when the two older children were only 2 and 6 weeks old, living in a village location in Papua New Guinea for 7 years, battling chronic fatigue and developing her own business. All of these experiences have taught her the value of community. Elaine's husband has been a bank officer, a pastor, a teacher to Indigenous churches, and for the past 10 years, the head of operations of a non-profit industry supporting organisation. All of these different career experiences have given Elaine many different and challenging roles herself. Elaine lives and operates her business on the Northern Beaches and counts herself blessed to do so. Welcome, Elaine.
Well, thank you, Kaz. And thank you, Karen.
No, welcome. Yeah, well, I'm really glad. And, as Kaz said, I'm jealous. Like, at least Kaz has got
six.
A few grandkids. I've got none.
Your time will come.
I know.
Elaine, our theme for today is community, and this is exactly what you're passionate about. Can you tell our listeners what this means to you and how you have made a career out of your passion?
Yeah, do you know, I've never actually thought about it like that, but that's true, that's what it comes down to. Many years ago, somebody told me prophetically that community was very important to me, and I didn't know that at that time, very interestingly, but it's certainly proven to be true, and I've found that that's where I'm happy, when I'm in community and when I'm encouraging community. So, yeah, community is very important to me, and the business is called What's on Aussie, and it has three at the moment different locations. Our vision is to have locations across Australia. The first, the model for the What's on Aussie business, is What's on Northern Beaches.
And you couldn't have picked the better location.
Oh, of course not. I actually started What's on Northern Beaches as a Facebook page so that I would have a place to promote my product business. Well, the product business is now gone, and What's on Aussie is here, hopefully, to stay.
Well, it's great for all of us to know what's happening on the Northern Beaches.
Well, that's what it's about.
Yeah,
it's
Elaine, for interrupting you there, because I can remember just recently we had some bad storms and blackouts.
And lots of stuff going on.
Do you want to share that little story?
Oh, okay. Well, the storm woke me up. I think it was a Tuesday was the start of, you know, when we realised it was going to be bad. Woke me up about 2:30 in the morning and I thought, well, this is it. I'm not going back to sleep, am I? I'll just hop onto the computer and see what the emergency services are saying on Facebook. And that was the start of me sitting on that chair for most of the next 3 days. And, it was just great to be able to encourage people out in the community to let other people know what was going on. So, you know, there's a tree down over such and such a street and power lines are down and such is flooded and that kind of thing.
And did you get a lot of interaction, like feedback of people just going, well, I'm going to go and help that person down there or...?
I did see some of that. I certainly did. I saw groups, because I belong to a lot of groups on Facebook. You might be getting this recurring Facebook theme. Yeah, that's how we've built this What's on Northern Beaches community. What's on Aussie is actually a business directory. It's an online business directory. But each location of the directory has its own Facebook page. And so that's how we encourage community. And each Facebook page is about letting the people in that area know about their local businesses, events, and in times of emergency. Yeah, the same thing. So.
Can I ask you, it's been your passion, but how did you decide to do that, what you're doing now?
Do
you
know what I mean? Okay. It just happened. Like I said, I started What's on Northern Beaches as a Facebook page to let the community know about my product business.
Right.
And it just grew. I was going to close it down because it was starting to take up too much of my time, and I had people saying, no, we like what you're doing. So then I had to figure out a way to start making money out of it, and that's how the business directory came about. And it's just become what it is.
And the other locations, apart from the beautiful Northern Beaches?
Blue Mountains at the moment, and that's because of my daughter who lives there and saw that I was making money out of What's on Northern Beaches and said, Mum, could I do What's on Blue Mountains? And that was like instant light bulb. That was when What's on Aussie was born, when she said that. And the other location is online and national services, because a lot of our businesses, although they might be based where they're based,
yeah.
You know, these days they're online or they cross state borders or something. So,
okay, you said that a lot of it was emergency things and stuff. Is it like if there's an expo on or if there's a market on or something? Is it all that sort of stuff?
Absolutely.
Advertise?
Every weekend we do a What's on This Weekend post.
Is it similar to the Manly Daily page?
No,
You know the one I mean? It's a two-page thing that tells you each day of the week what
it's just on. Things that we've become aware of. You know, we have a calendar of the regular markets and just whatever we come across on Facebook or a let know about from readers and other people, the banners that I see hanging up around in the community as I move around, you know, it all goes in the calendar. And then we invite our readers to add events that they know of that we've missed as well in a comment.
Wow. And I mean, Facebook and social media is such, it's just the way, isn't it, to
yes.
to connect. I mean, people have it on their phones and everything, yep, so absolutely. You're sort of never without it.
That's right.
But,
Facebook's
and,
huge.
And our
in
listeners
Australia.
Can have a look at the link on Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom Facebook page mm-hmm. for.
When they
Elaine's
go from
business.
Our Facebook page, Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom, over yeah. to what's on
to
Northern
what's on
beaches, and back to us, and back to us, and all the way around.
And maybe just drop a bit of feedback there.
Yes, please.
We call this community, don't we?
That's right.
Community.
Online community.
Yeah.
So, Elaine, what's one of your favourite quotes?
Oh, well now, Karen, you warned me that you were going to ask me this, and it's been a very difficult job. I've decided...
To bring it down to one? Is
yes,
that the problem?
Yes.
You can give us a few if you want.
Well, all right, I might give you two. But I've decided, first of all, to go with something that I find really profound. And that you're laughing already, Kaz. You can laugh, and it does sound strange, but I find there's a lot behind it. It is simply this. It's about what is knowledge and what is wisdom. And knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
I did know that.
So,
too.
Knowledge is knowing that tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it into a fruit salad.
That's a good one.
Yes, and you know, I think sometimes we need to kind of keep that in the back of our minds. Just because we know something doesn't mean we have to put it everywhere.
Exactly. And that brings us back to Facebook. We don't want to see your coffees. Well, sorry, I don't want to see your coffee.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually finding that there's not as much of that as there used to be. It's probably
well,
a good thing.
That is good.
You had one more quote.
Oh, well, something else that, something that was, that I heard said quite some time ago that has stayed with me. And, you know, I think we all grapple with moving forward with an idea. And a wise man once said in my hearing that he would prefer to run full pelt down the wrong road and discover sooner that it wasn't the right road and go back and start again, find the right road.
Or just take a different branch.
Mm, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's lovely.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I think it might be time for a song. And Elaine has chosen a song for us, which is Dare to Dream by Olivia Newton-John and John Farnham. Let's listen to this and then we'll ask you why you actually chose that song and what it means to you.
Just before we go into it, I just want to... I heard they were interviewed because they're doing that Two Strong Hearts tour at the moment.
Right, yeah.
And I saw them interviewed and the lady said to them, now come on, John and Olivia, at your age, Two Strong Hearts, are we serious? And I just thought that was really funny. Okay, we'll play the song now.
Let's just go to the song, shall we? Welcome back. You're listening to Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom with Karen and Kaz, where we share how to reawaken your consciousness, your true innate abilities, and discuss how to create and maintain high self-esteem and self-worth.
Yes, thank you, and welcome back, as Kaz just said. Thank you, Elaine. I always enjoy listening to Olivia and John. So why did you just pick that? Just because you...
Dare to Dream. I mean, it's something that's I believe is actually important for all of us. And if we don't dream, if we don't know where we would like to go, we're not going to go anywhere, are we?
That's
you know,
right.
What do they say? Shoot for the moon and if you don't reach it, you'll...
Land in the stars.
Land in the stars. You know, yeah, dream. See how far you can go.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, I agree. So the next thing that I really would like to ask you, as we ask most of our guests, is empowering all areas of your life, all seven areas of our lives, which for the listeners, if they can't remember, it's mentally, professionally, financially, socially, family, physically and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned that your husband was a pastor before,
yeah. Yeah.
So obviously you're into the spiritual side of things.
Yes, yeah. Spiritual life is very important to me. my worldview happens to be Christian. That's the way I'm convinced. I follow life as I see it through my understanding of the Creator God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that's about community to me too. It's a relationship. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. So, yeah, that's where my life is plugged in spiritually, and for me it's probably the basis for everything else.
Yeah. And you obviously have a large family, which we're still both very jealous about.
You don't be what you
no,
have.
No, we're
good.
Only joking. I know you are. We're only joking.
She really means the grandchildren bit.
Yeah, but I've stopped asking my boys to actually do it. They're still practicing, so as long as they're having fun, that's all that matters.
Well, you better go find another grandmother outlet, Karen. I'm sure there are some out there.
No, I've got enough to do. My books are my grandchildren.
Yeah.
So do you feel that, you know, you do sort of get to have it all combined and all, you know, in sort of sync or?
Yeah, look, I agree that that all of these areas of our lives we need to be aware of. I think the trap can be that we can get ourselves, we can stress ourselves out trying to keep all this in, and can you hear the inverted commas in my word, balance, in balance. You know, very rarely is life in balance, I find.
Yeah.
You know, we go through periods of time in our lives when we have to be focused on one thing or another thing. And so some of these areas of our lives might sort of take a back seat for a little while.
Yeah.
But we can always be aware of them,
yep.
Always be working on them as
yep.
much as we can for the period that we're in at the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, little by little, they will all gradually develop and become what they need to be for us. So, yeah, I
yeah.
love that.
Overall.
Okay, Elaine, in the in those areas of your life, a lot of us have rituals that we do on a daily basis, or if not daily, every few days. Do you have any in particular, like meditation or walking or...
Dancing?
Grounding or, yeah, dancing or anything like that you feel assists you on a daily basis?
Oh, on a daily basis. I was going to say all of the above. Certainly, you know, as I've already said, probably the grounding of my life is the spiritual area. And so, yes, I do definitely like to spend time every day, preferably with the Word of God so that I can hear what He's saying to me and, of course, speaking with Him because, as I said before, this is a relationship and, you know, we're in love with each other and so we like to spend time with each other and sharing like that.
So you said He. Is it He? Is it She?
Well,
is it
yes. Whatever you like, Karen.
Thank you. Seeing there's three females in here, we've got to get the she
well,
in there somewhere.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's traditional to refer to God as He, but that's okay.
Yeah, Sandy has a beard.
It's not going to bend me out of shape how we refer to God.
Yeah, no.
And yeah, other things. You mentioned walking. Mm. Yes, definitely. You know, physical exercise. I eat. That's a daily ritual. Anything else we'd like to know?
Do you know what? That is actually true, though, because a lot of people just eat but don't actually consciously eat.
Yeah.
And you know, that in itself can be a very good ritual to understand that
yes.
you are nurturing your body, you're just not fueling it and all those
yeah,
sort of
to be conscious about what we're doing. And I'm not always like that. You know, like I said, our lives go out of balance, don't mm-hmm. they, in different areas from time to time. If I'm having a really rushed day, I will gulp some food and call that eating.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much more preferable to sit down and relax and enjoy and be conscious and thankful for what we're eating.
I totally agree, which is beautiful. Which brings us to our next song, which is... You Raise Me Up by Josh Groban.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy, everybody.
You're listening to Radio Northern Beaches 88.7 and 90.3, your community radio station. Welcome back. You're listening to Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom with Karen and Kaz on Radio Northern Beaches 88.7 and 90.3, your community radio station.
I really enjoyed that song that you chose, Elaine, The
power of a community really can lift and raise you up, can't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, to me the song is about gratitude for all of those people and things, because none of us is an island. We do need community.
And we can do great things when we're together.
Yeah,
absolutely. Especially when we're honest with ourselves. Oh, it's amazing how we attract like-minded people. Once we start to be who we really are, we just attract them, and it's just so great. And you have such delicious conversations, don't we, Cass?
Yeah, and we have fun.
Life is easy and it's fun.
It's fun.
Yes.
Elaine. God, sorry about that. Financial freedom. What does that mean to you?
Well, I've always thought of financial freedom once I actually got to a place in my life where I could see myself as being worthy of that, and that it was a possibility. And what it means to me is that I would have enough money to live the life that I want to live. So, you know, to have whatever that means to the individual. So to me it would mean, you know, being able to eat out every now and again when I want to, all those kinds of things, you know, not having to think too much about what I'm spending, and having something extra as well to give, so to be able to funnel some extra through as well. So that's what financial freedom means to me.
So you're saying would be. So you you don't have that yet?
No, I don't. I don't have it. Okay. So what I should also have said was that that would be happening without having to work for it.
Right.
Okay. Without having to have a 9-to-5 job or be tied down.
So you have enough passive income.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so if you had that, what would you be doing?
Well, I would probably be working with volunteer organisations. There are just so many needs out there. So much that one could do to help. One of our daughters has just recently come back from volunteering 8 days as a photojournalist for an organisation that has a ship that goes up river in Papua New Guinea and takes medical and dental clinics. So she spent 8 days recording in photos and in words what they do. Now, how great would it be? They're all volunteers on this ship.
Is that like Mercy ships, is it? Well, that might be more surgical.
Youth with a Mission.
Okay.
Yeah, YWAM.
Well, what an experience. Yes. That would have been amazing.
Is she going to make a book out of that?
Not a book about that experience, probably.
I mean, I just thought with her photos and the story, that would be amazing.
She makes books out of her family holidays. So, ultimately, probably, yes. But I mean, how good it would be? How good would it be to be able to not have to go to the job to earn the money to live, but to be able to spend your time doing things like that?
Mm.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing that I would that maybe one day I will do. Yeah,
beautiful,
lovely.
Yes. So, Cass, what do you think? We're coming to the end of our interview with Elaine today.
I like to call it a chat or a conversation.
Yes, that's right. I'm not meant to say an interview. Thank you, Cass.
Because it's not. We're not. Yeah, we're just chatting and having a conversation.
That's right.
Three friends together.
We are.
Three friends.
So, Elaine, I have really enjoyed having you here, and I really love being part of your community. I always love coming to your lunches, and it would be great if people can connect with you on Facebook and join your community. So what is the best place to find you?
Our business directory online is at whatsonaussie.com.au. So WHATS, spelled correctly, Aussie, AUSSIE.com.au. And the Facebook page for Northern Beaches, when you go to the online business directory, you'll see that there is a link to the Facebook page for whatsonaussie.com.au, which is where we share posts for or promotions for the online and national businesses. But for your local listeners here on Radio Northern Beaches, it's whatsonaussie, Sorry, What's on Northern Beaches? Scrub that. What's on Northern Beaches, NSW. And the logo that you're looking for, the profile picture, is a green and yellow map of Australia. The words What's On in the shape of a map of Australia. That's how you'll know you've landed on our page. What's on Aussie, NSW.
That's
oh,
fantastic.
I want to go, oi, oi, oi. When you said the green and gold.
Well, our vision is to go across Australia, so that's why we chose the green and gold.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us
today. It has been my pleasure and more than that, my privilege. Thank you so much for asking me. I felt really honoured when you mentioned that you'd like me to come. Thank you for having me.
Well, we want to know about everybody on the Northern Beaches and what's happening. And
there are some great stories, aren't there? Everybody has a story.
Everyone does have a story, and it's just great because we love connecting. As we always say, when two people come together, it creates the energy of 11. So in this room, we have at least 33
people.
It's a bit crowded.
It's a bit crowded, isn't it?
And so we're going to leave you now with a song which I love, and I know all the words to every part of it, and I can see all the pictures and the faces of the people that sang it, which was a few years ago, which is We Are the World. Michael Jackson. I love this song. Welcome back. You're listening to Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom with Karen and Kaz on Radio Northern Beaches 88.7 and 90.3, your community radio station.
Well, Kaz, I really enjoy talking to Elaine, and I just find the fact that she's actually created a community on Facebook that brings, you know, people together, lets people know, especially when we had those storms, how she was on there letting everyone know, you know, how you could sort of get services if you needed it, because obviously our services were stretched to the point.
Exactly, yeah. No, it's great that she's actually letting us know what's going on within our community.
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, there are the Manly Daily and things like this we can look up.
And there's Radio Northern Beaches, our community radio station.
There is. However, it is great that she's got this website that you can just, you know, log into and go and have a look and see what is actually going on in
Facebook
the Northern
page.
Yeah, the Facebook page that's going on in the Northern Beaches. Yes. So many things happen and you're not even aware of them.
Exactly.
Because you're in your own little world doing your own day-to-day mundane things. And
yes.
Yeah, and the weekend comes, and I know I'm terrible at doing this too. It just gets filled up with a lot of domestic things that you're just getting yourself ready for the next week, and you just don't sit back and have a look and say, oh, look what's on, I could have done that. And it's always a past thing. Oh, look what happened last week. Why didn't I go and do that, or why wasn't I aware that that was on? That would have been a great thing to go to.
And that's really what our Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom show is really about, is just bringing awareness.
Yeah, and it's living in the moment too.
Yeah, because when we live in the moment, as we've said many times, you cannot live in fear.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the news shows, a lot of things are about keeping you in fear. Because that's how we can be controlled and all those sort of things. And that's what I love, is when you do live in the moment, you can't be in fear, because, you know, fear is remembering something from the past or predicting something from the future, which may or may not even happen.
I think we just need more spontaneity in our lives. I know I do anyway.
Exactly.
Too much thought goes into whether I'm going to do this or I'm not going to do that. It should just be, right, I'm just going to do that.
Yes. Exactly.
Jump in, feet first, and go for it.
Which is what I say, if something comes into your space and you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable about it, maybe it's what it's telling you you should be saying. Yes,
maybe that feeling is not fear but expansion within.
Exactly, and
hey,
that's what it
I'm
is.
I'm growing, and that's an unusual feeling. Don't even think about it being fear. What about thinking about it, that it's actually you expanding and growing and stepping into something that you haven't done before.
That's right, because that comfort zone can get a little bit uncomfortable.
It's very square.
If you spend too much time in it. Though anyway, Kaz, we're coming to the end of another week, another great show. So let's just, you know, we haven't really asked, you know, we asked Elaine for a quote, but have you got a little quote that you may even like to, you've come across, you know, lately that you sort of just think, oh my God, I would really love to know a little bit more about that. As she shuffles her papers.
I know, I did have one.
Because she always has her quotes, but it's just a matter of her finding it. So I'll keep talking, Kaz, until you sort of get yourself
organized. I can't even find my quote. And that's really not very good because I should just have it in my memory anyway. It should just be right there.
That's
right. It should just jump out at me. However, it hasn't.
Okay. Well, how about I give you one, which I really do love because it is all about if you think you can or you think you can't,
you are right.
And that's what I really, it's a really great way to really think about everything because we do always go, oh, I can't do that.
It's all, we don't even think about it. We just automatically say it.
That's right. So now just start saying, I don't know how to do that, but I'm going to find out how, and then I can do that. You know, which I think it, I can't, yeah, it was actually, oh my God, Branson.
Who actually, Richard Branson.
Yeah, Richard Branson. He always says all the time, if something comes into your space, just say you can do it. And figure it out later how on, you can do it. You know, and that's exactly how he's obviously become one of the great philosophers of, the, you know, of our time, you know, someone everyone looks up to. And
so perhaps we should all just be yes men.
That's right.
Yes women.
Yes, as long as it's an authentic yes. It's, you're not saying yes because you think if you say no, that person won't like
it. No, you need to feel into it and know that it's what you want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, start to actually do what you want to do and live that way.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed today and just the community. I just love community, actually.
It's great. And then next week, Kaz, do we have a theme for next week? You don't know? Oh, Kaz, it's trust.
Oh, of course.
Yes. So that's what we're going to say about it. We're not.
That
going
goes
to say
a bit with community too, actually, doesn't it?
Because you do have to trust.
Exactly.
Exactly. Trust yourself.
Yeah.
Trust that you are a very valuable part of that community.
Yep, and that you are enough.
Okay. So enjoy, everybody, and remember to like us on Facebook and Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom. You know, connect with us because we really do love, you know, talking to you and chatting with you. And Kaz, what's our last song for today?
Our last song for today by Dave Dobbin is A Slice of Heaven.
And that's what our community on the Northern Beaches is. So enjoy, everybody.
You have been listening to Inspiring Pearls of Wisdom with Karen and Kaz. Until next time, may your days be filled with love and gratitude.
And remember, we'll see you in the mirror.
Namaste.
I bow to the divine in you.